I was trying to think of a good subject for today's episode, and it kind of came across after speaking to my husband earlier today about the good, the bad, and the ugly of social media. Social media has become very much part of our lives these days. I know very few people that do not at least have at least one social media account. Some use it more than others. Some rarely use it at all. Some love it. Some hate it. Some find it just as a means to get their business out, to get their work out. Or others use it to connect with friends and family, to build communities of people that you would not have met otherwise in any walk of life other than on the internet, on social media sites. And I think that there are good things, real positive things. I've had very positive experiences, and I've had very negative, horrible experiences on social media. But you have to find that medium and find out what works for you. Know the pitfalls, know what to look for, know what to avoid. And I think that it can be a very effective means, not just to, as a creative person, to get your work out there, to connect with other creative people, but to communicate with former classmates and friends and family that you haven't talked to that are far away, and to meet people in foreign lands you would never have met. I have friends from all over the world, people I absolutely love and adore, people I have worked with on projects before, charity projects, on supporting other friends in need and just supporting each other. And I think it is a really important thing that we know how to safely use it and to connect with people and to know when you need to get off of it, when you need to block people, when you need to report people, when you need to just take a break from it. It can be overwhelming, especially if you're using more than one site. I started out late, kind of in Facebook. I really honestly was not much of a fan of it, but it was really great to connect with some friends from high school and college again, and then some family members, and to start to meet these creative people, these artists, these photographers. And that to me really was something that I liked about it, but I didn't like giving up my privacy. I felt that my privacy was invaded. I think the day that I really got upset, this was the original Facebook account that I had back about 2009, was when I was added to groups on stuff that I would never ever have any association with, and when I could not have control over what was posted there. I just got really disgusted with it. And it was about that time that I get this invite from my stepsister who works at Google. And it was to this new site called Google Plus. Well, it was still in beta. You had to have an invitation. And there, I accepted the invitation, and I found this group of artists and photographers, and it just was this welcoming community of creative people. I was seeing photography that just amazed me when you follow people like Trey Ratcliffe and Scott Kelby, and all of a sudden you were finding these other creative souls there, and you were connecting, and we were building this photography community on this new social media platform, and we started to do projects together. There were these books for charity that were Plus One with Ivan Markov, I can never say his name, who put these books together, and you submitted these your images, and they were juried. And if you got in, you saw your photographs with some of the top photographers around, and it was just this amazing thing. And I started this group called How We See It, HWSI. And it was actually named by one of the other girls in the group. And we wanted to do a charity book. And so we all decided, to look for a charity. And it was suggested about the Love Your Body campaign with the National Organization of Women now had. And because so many of us as women go through these body image issues, and having had a daughter I nearly lost to an eating disorder when she was 15, it was something that was really important to me. And it was important to a lot of the other women too. So we set up this charity project with, it was originally just photographers and a few artists. And we put the book together. It was a book of love. And the first book, I don't remember, but it was several hundred dollars easily that we raised for the Love Your Body campaign. And the second book we got together and we started to expand it a little bit more, to a little more poetry and writing. And that was probably the largest of the books. I think there were well over 75 female artists, photographers, and writers who all came together from all walks of life, from all ages. We had daughters of some of these photographers that I knew that were still in high school that contributed to this, all the way up to women well in their 60s who contributed to this book. And it was all how we see the world. And it was just this amazing thing, because these women were from all over the world. We had some in Australia and some in France and the UK, and then the United States. And it was just this amazing group of women all coming together. And that also went to the same charity. And then we decided on the third book to also was the same charity, and we all came together. And there were about 50 of us that came together. We added some more writing, and it was just this amazing experience working with these ladies. Some of them had been in all three books. Some of them, that was the only one they were in. But we all connected, and we had this community that we started on Google+. And we were all part of these other photography communities and doing the scavenger hunt. And this was something where we were all lifting each other up. And it was not just the women. I reached out to a number of male photographers who knew all of us to write about women photographers, to write about this group of women photographers and these women writers and artists too. And I included their messages to us in the books. And it was just this wonderful thing. But after a couple years, there was this kind of drop off. And it was really sad, too, that they were making the changes they were making to it. And it just wasn't that much fun. Some of us tried, you know, Ello. There were a couple other things that came and went. And finally, reluctantly, joined Instagram. Instagram has its pros and cons. It's a great place to follow the influencers. It's a great place to find new products. It's a great place to follow celebrities, to follow music, to find new music, to find new restaurants in town, to find new products to try. There's a lot there. And it's a great place as a photographer or an artist to have your images up in a large format, because it was basically a photographic type social media outlet. It's hard to really get going unless for some reason you take off on it. You're a celebrity, or you become a celebrity, or you're married to a celebrity. It's not the easiest place if you are just an artist, a photographer, and an ordinary person to build the following like it had been on Google+. You know, I went from 51,000 followers to, I'm just barely at 1,400 now. Now, I could be a lot more, but there's a lot, and this is the pitfalls of social media. There are a lot of fake accounts. There are a lot of spam accounts. There are a lot of fake celebrity accounts that you need to be aware of. There are a lot of these fake accounts of men trying to date women. There's a lot of actual real accounts of men trying to date women, and it gets a little hairy. So you really need to watch who follows you. You really need to block, and you really need to be aware that a celebrity is not going to follow you unless they have a verified account. And it's very rare that a celebrity with a verified account would really follow you unless you're somebody who is really interesting to them, or a friend of a friend or a friend. So I want to tell those women who are getting the accounts to say the country music superstar, unless it's a verified account and you can go there and you can see that that verified account is truly 100% following you, block and report. That's all I can tell you. And it is a wild west. I know from experience that it is a wild west. I made the mistake once of getting on Twitter. And I made the mistake because of who my husband is, and at the time who was my fiance, not understanding that there are these fake accounts, and I had people coming after me. But I also met a couple really good friends there. But Twitter is another story. I honestly don't get it. I've tried it out several times. I don't get it. It's, to me, just a place to go and read news stories. And it's a place for celebrities to maybe get a few things out. You know, personally, I think the celebrities belong more on Instagram. I've never tried WhatsApp and TikTok. I've not tried either of those. So I really honestly have no experience with either of those, other than my son likes to send me a lot of TikTok videos. So, you know, with a 24-year-old son, you do see that a lot. But my other advice, too, is if you find one where your friends are, people you feel secure with, people that lift you up, that make you feel good. If any of it makes you feel bad, just get off of it. Just dump it, because you don't need that in your life. But if you're somebody who enjoys meeting new people, finding new products, following fashion, following photography and art and music and food, it's a great place to find food and new restaurants. It can, but don't let it overwhelm your life. Don't sit there and say, I have so many followers, or I have so many likes. When it starts to overcome your life, that's when you need to get off of it. I mean, I'm a person, I do a lot of drive-by social media. I try to post on my main social media stuff. And I do have 4 pages on Instagram, 2 that are really active, my personal one, and 1 that is a group, an extension of HWSI 2021, that I try to use as a page to promote other artists and photographers and musicians and small businesses. And then I have 1 just for my leaves and nature stuff, and I have 1 for the dogs. Okay. You know, I don't really pay that much attention to those 2. I'm not on there that much, but sometimes it's fun to post wiener dog photos. I'm sorry, I have an obsession for dachshunds, and I do enjoy following a lot of dachshund accounts. To me, they're probably, the dog accounts, the dachshund accounts, are probably much more entertaining than any celebrity ever could be, to tell you the truth. But the point is, too, that sometimes it's good to have those connections. And I know, going through kind of a tough time here, it was good to be able to reach out to friends again. On Instagram, some of my photography friends, some of my high school friends, some of my college friends, and just some friends I've met along the way. There's some people here in Nashville that I met along the way who are true friends. But the other day, I decided to re-up Facebook, because I needed to get back and just kind of connect with some people that I've known for years. And I've taken it private. It's not searchable. But it was something that I needed to do just to get back in touch with some people that really lift me up and really inspire me and really are people who have been there for a long time. People I met in 6th grade, going forward, and in high school, junior high school, and college. and then people from the Google Plus photography community that you're not finding on Instagram or elsewhere, people that I miss working with. There's just some people I had missed for so long, and I just kind of needed that again. And it was not meant to, you know, I have no intention of following any musicians other than people that I like my co-writer I follow because I consider him a friend. But I'm not out there to follow celebrities there. I'm not out there to gain a bunch of friends. I just want to communicate with people in the photography community, in the art community, and those people from my past that mean a lot to me, the people you would see every day that when you go to high school, when you would see on campus, when you would see them in the apartment building you lived in, the people that mean the most to me. And, you know, again, we get back to the good, bad, and the ugly of it. It's not something that I let rule my life. It's something that I enjoy from time to time, and I want to support my friends. I don't always comment. I'm going to do drive-by likes because I like your photo or because I like what's going on in your life. If you need a little pick-me-up, I'm going to stop and I'm going to comment, and I'm going to give you a little pick-me-up, and I'm going to say, you know, hang in there. I love you. You're great. You know, I understand what you're going through. And when I get that feedback too, when I'm going through a tough time, it really means the world to me. And it means the world to me from these people that just support you. I don't want to be there and have people tear me down. I had a situation where I encountered a fan of my husband's who had been doing some stuff on social media that was very derogatory towards my husband, that was very hurtful, that was just this horrible, horrible situation. And I wanted her just to stop something. And it led to just this whole quagmire of just stuff. And when she starts spreading rumors, I tried to help after I found out the situation, but it was just one of those situations where no matter what you did, there was never going to be a good outcome out of this. And it taught me a lesson that you need to be cautious with some of these people, but this person needed to stop doing what they were doing. And they do have redeeming qualities. I did see some redeeming qualities, but they just were so obsessed with my husband that they were never going to get past that. That they were never going, you know, that's what got them into the trouble in the first place. And then what they were doing on social media was taking advantage of his image. They were, I understand wanting to get his attention, but it just was something that made me realize that you have to be cautious, even more cautious than the experience I'd had on Twitter, but more cautious because of the association I with my husband and who he is, but it taught me that there is this really horrible, ugly side. And there is just these people that just prey on people. And you gotta be careful. And as a woman too, I think we all need, you know, all us women need to be careful. We need to be careful of all this, of all these people that wanna cause us harm, that wanna disrupt us, that wanna tear us down. And it can be other women too. I see some of the nastiness. Paulina Poroskova really started just posting a lot on Instagram, and wonderful woman who's been through so much. She has done all these wonderful things in her life, and she's posting about being a woman, same age as me, a few months apart, and the aging process. And I've known a few members of her family over the years, some more than others, but I have talked to them and known people who know the family. And I know that she is this loving, giving, wonderful woman. And to see people tear her down because they don't like how she's aging, or they don't like something she said. And she's opinionated. She's allowed to be opinionated. We're all allowed to be opinionated. As long as your opinions are not harming somebody, that's fine. You know, we can say, you know, but to hear what these people were saying to her just hurt me, because I know that she's this beautiful woman inside and out. And, you know, yeah, she's a celebrity. She was married to a very, very famous other celebrity who's now deceased. But she finally is out there and she's having her voice heard. And I give her kudos for saying what she wants to say, for expressing those opinions she wants to express, for being who she was and unapologetic about aging. And I love her for that. And there is so much out there that is good, that is bad, and that is ugly on social media. And where you take that is up to you. And what you do with it is up to you. But just make sure that you don't let it rule your life or ruin your life. And I guess that's really what I want to say. And have a little trust in people who have learned from experience, that know how to conduct themselves, that know the communities that they begin, that they belong in, and know that there is this good side of it too. And to all my friends out there, I love you. I thank you for all the wonderful support of my work, my photography, my music. I mean, my songwriting. I don't do the music. I have somebody else do that. My lyrics, my poetry, my writing, my photography, my art, just being friends, just listening to me, my dog pictures, the dachshund photos. Thank you. Thank you. Because I don't think I could have gotten through this hard point in my life. You got me through when my mom died in 2010. You got me through when my father died in 2013. You got me through so many things. And those special, those dear ones that I met on social media, you know who you are. You know who all of you are, because there are so many special and dear ones. And my friends from my past, I love you all, and I want to thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being there when I've needed you, and I intend to be there when you need me, and I've tried to be there when you all need me. And I love you all, and I just want to say thanks for listening.